At the United States Postal Service, we deliver fast and affordably for small biz, big box, large scale, wholesale, retail, B2B, B2C, ASAP. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
I'm Carrie Walsh Jennings. 5 Olympics, 4 medals. I've played with lots of injuries and sore muscles. KT Tape has helped me push past the pain. Today, clinical studies prove what I've always known, that using KT Tape before, during, and after workouts can reduce muscle soreness. Whether it's the Olympics or the local gym, pain is pain.
Tape up with the number one kinesiology tape. Use it for muscle soreness and many common injuries. KT Tape. Train longer. Finish stronger.
KT Tape works for me. It'll work for you.
You made it. Checked out of office to check into the sweet views of this place where the kids aren't asking for the Wi-Fi.
Mom, can we go to the pool?
And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Hello, everybody. I'm Eric Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have her back on, Lauren Gunn. She is the co-host of the Gunshot Podcast, along with her brother, Grant. They give you the latest Dallas Mavericks content, as well as information regarding the NBA small market teams. On the program, we discuss Game 7 between the Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. Of course, we discuss Luka Doncic, the Mavericks' upcoming Western Conference Finals matchup against the Golden State Warriors, and more. Lauren is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home. From Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
Download the BetMGM Sports app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three-pointer. Use code EASY200. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town, Shreveport Casino. Download the BetMGM Sports app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three-pointer. Use code EASY200. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town, Shreveport Casino.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Help Jews in Poverty at helpjewsnow.org. Your $25 gift today will help provide a life-saving food box to Jews in need. Be a blessing right now. Visit helpjewsnow.org. That's helpjewsnow.org. Help Jews in Poverty at helpjewsnow.org. Your $25 gift today will help provide a life-saving food box to Jews in need. Be a blessing right now. Visit helpjewsnow.org. That's helpjewsnow.org.
If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo.
If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com.
And the ball's going to be in Luka's hands 80-85% of the time. Here's the step by Luka.
And Aiden was out there, and Luka trains it, teeing up from three.
Hard to believe a week ago, the Suns led this series 2-0. Doncic, three. Good! Wow, what a start. He's hit his first three. And it's intercepted by Dorian Finney-Smith. The other way, but numbers Brunson on the wing. Booker comes out on Finney-Smith, and Doncic goes right by Bridges. Monty Williams electing to go with Shamet, a bigger guard, especially defensively, to match up with Luka.
Dinwiddie and pops a tray from the side in front of Shamet. Dinwiddie drives right on Cam Johnson. Ball rotation finds Doncic, and Dinwiddie with a fake and a fire. The triple is good. He's knocked down two.
Three assists as well.
Cam Johnson working him down low. Johnson with the bump and the spin. Another two, and he's got 12. Dinwiddie, good game off the bench, and into Cam Johnson. He's inside. Got it. Foul. Down goes Johnson. Three. Luka.
Oh, no.
They're shredding him.
Oh, no, he didn't.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Reggie Miller said it. Oh, no, he did. No, yes, he did. And then some Luka Doncic, man, what a performance in Game 7, scoring 35 points to go along with 10 rebounds. Of course, Spencer Dinwiddie handled his business, scoring 30 points, and then Jalen Brunson finishing with 24 points. They didn't just beat up the Phoenix Suns. They manhandled them in Game 7 of the Western Conference semifinals, and the Dallas Mavericks punched their ticket into the 2022 Western Conference Finals to take on the Golden State Warriors. To talk more about Game 7, as well as the upcoming Western Conference Finals series against the Golden State Warriors, let's welcome her back to the program. She's the co-host of the Gunshot Podcast with her brother, Grant Gunn, Lauren Gunn. Lauren, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me back. I'm glad that we are talking because that means the Mavs are moving on. And so I'm excited with so far what they've been able to accomplish and the manner in which they've done it. It's been fantastic to kind of follow along and enjoy their success as much as they have.
Indeed, it's been a fun ride watching the Mavericks all season long. It's really been a fun ride watching them these last 3 years in the early stages of the Luka Doncic era. We're going to talk more about Luka in just a moment. But, Lauren, I would like to get your takeaways from Dallas's Game 7 victory over the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think the biggest thing was just how they came out right out of the gate in terms of being aggressive on both ends of the floor. Throughout this whole series, there's been this, whoever the home team is going to not just win the game, but win pretty handedly. And so to see them come out and know that they kind of had their backs against the wall, they're going up against a team that has finals experience. They have the coach of the year. They got Chris Paul, they got Devin Booker, they got DeAndre Ayton. Like, they've got a very tough team to go up against. And the Mavs weren't rattled at all. They came out, they were knocking their shots down and were able to somehow keep that, shooting at that clip, and they were able to sustain that for the rest of the game. And so to see them switch on the rotations and do the little things in terms of boxing out to limit Phoenix's second chance points in the paint, just in general, they did a great job defensively. And for them, it was very clear that it all started on the defensive end, and they were able to get out and run and let their defense turn into offense.
Yeah, they just clicked on all cylinders, Lauren, from start to finish. As you said, they were very aggressive on both sides of the ball. The last time I had you on the show, I asked you about two X factors that could make a difference in Dallas winning the series, Spencer Dinwiddie and Maxi Kleber. Maxi, only 3 points in this game, but Spencer handled his business, scoring 30 points in this contest. Give me your thoughts on Spencer and his Game 7 performance.
Yeah, I mean, Spencer was – I mean, he was incredible. And it's going into, I guess, the playoffs as a whole, Spencer, there's been a lot of – not questions, but it was no secret that Dallas was going to need Spencer Dinwiddie to step up and kind of help facilitate things for that second unit, whether it be him sharing the floor with Jalen Brunson, Luka Doncic, or down the stretch when all three of them found themselves on the court together. And so to see him go out there and initiate those offensive looks for himself, whether it's taking someone off the dribble to the cup or kind of hitting them with a couple dribble moves, stepping back into a three, he was not hesitating at all. And it all kind of started in Game 6. He has struggled a little bit through the playoffs, but he still managed to get his looks and done his best to make the most of his time out on the floor. And coming off of his momentum in Game 6, where he had a solid performance from three, he came right in this Game 7 and was just ready to go, picked up right where he left off. And it was great to see. And you could see that the bench, every single time he took that, would take the step back threes off the dribble, the bench was just going crazy because, I mean, we've all seen him struggle through the playoffs and obviously the first round series against the Jazz and then kind of going through some of these tougher games with Phoenix, especially in, I want to say it was Game 5, I want to say, where we started out and we were up by, yeah, it was Game 5, where the Mavs kind of had a double-digit lead early on and then just let it go and just the game just slipped from their fingertips. And so to have him kind of come into Game 6, being back home in Dallas, get his legs back under him, get his shots falling, and then to carry that all the way through Game 7 and handle the business the way they did, it was definitely a really good sign for the Mavs.
There's a saying that goes, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And that would be Spencer Dinwiddie in this series against the Phoenix Suns. He didn't start well, but he definitely finished strong in helping the Mavs win Game 7 and move on to the next round to take on the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. Jalen Brunson, Jalen finished with 24 points. Again, he didn't get hot until the middle of the series. From the middle of the series towards this Game 7, that's when we really saw Jalen finally getting going on offense. Give me your thoughts on Jalen and his play in Game 7.
Yeah, Jalen's another guy that kind of like you alluded to just a second ago. It took them a little bit of an adjustment to – or a little time to adjust to Phoenix's perimeter defense in comparison to coming off of that Utah series. So to see him kind of take initiative and go at Chris Paul time and time again, despite Chris Paul being a really solid defensive guard from, I guess, over the course of his career, you might make a different argument in this more recent years, but that's another conversation for another time. Jalen Brunson, he didn't shy away from the moment, and he absolutely was attacking the rim, looking to score in the mid-range, looking to score at the basket, whether DeAndre Ayton was out there, JaVale McGee, or Bismack Biyombo, kind of towards the end of the series when Monty Williams made that adjustment. Jalen Brunson is another guy who, even though drafted the same year as Luka, he has a stacked resume. He's a winning player. He knows what he needs to do, and he's going to put his head down and do it and just focus on getting his team the win. He's not out there to – I mean, he said after the game, it might not look like it, but I'm happy right now because this dude is just so locked in to getting the job done, and you could see the disappointment in himself when he was going up maybe early on in the series and wasn't – especially after coming off of that Utah series where he just kind of torched Utah's perimeter defense. To kick off the Phoenix series, he was having a tough time getting inside, getting his looks, because he's going up against the switching and the defensive versatility of the Suns with Mikal Bridges, Jay Crowder, Cam Johnson, Torrey Craig when he got in there. I mean, it was just a night and day between Utah and Phoenix. So to see him make the assessment and then make the adjustment himself as the series went on to then have a very successful finish to the series and help lead this team past Phoenix, a team that many people had as favorites to come out of the West after their regular season performance, it said a lot about Jalen Brunson about a lot about Jason Kidd, a lot about Luka trusting his guys, and a lot about where this team is at in terms of stacking up against the rest of their opponents.
You know, getting points in the paint was critical for Phoenix in their first round series win over New Orleans. They had trouble in Game 7. DeAndre Ayton only had 5 points, and you can give a lot of credit to Dwight Powell. He only had 6 points and 5 rebounds, but he definitely did his part in terms of the interior defense. Give me your thoughts on Dwight and his play on as far as the defensive side is concerned in Game 7.
Yeah, I mean, Dwight's a guy that really throughout his whole career, he's a guy that the majority of the things that he does for your team are not going to show up in the stat sheet, and that's why he's been here and he's been considered to be a key part of this team and their identity for a long time. And so specifically in Game 7, he was out there trying to just make DeAndre Ayton's life difficult. Ayton ended up getting into early foul trouble. He picked up his third foul, I believe, in the second quarter. On an offensive foul that was really just a heads-up play from Dwight Powell as he was kind of jostling for position, and he could see that Ayton was just a little overzealous and kind of did a good job selling and drawing the attention of the officials to make sure that they got that call, because Ayton is a guy that outmatches Powell physically, but Dwight's been dealing with that, well, really all year, because Dallas hasn't necessarily had a true five post Porzingis trade, and even before that he was starting next to Kristaps Porzingis. So Dwight has been dealing with this all year and kind of having to go up against these bigger guys, and so again, another guy that did not shy away from the challenge and just made heads up plays, and I got to give a lot of credit to Coach Kidd, to anyone that was watching the broadcast. There was a brief moment where they shared an audio assist segment where Coach Kidd was mic'd up and you could hear him yelling with the rest of the coaching staff, calling out the switches, calling out, you know, commands, and just drawing their attention to things in the middle of plays. And it was just really, truly a team effort from top to bottom with this team, from a defensive standpoint and on an offensive standpoint, but more specifically their defense. And a lot of that credit goes to Dwight Powell having to do his best to lock down the paint, especially in these last two series, having to go up against two solid seven-footers.
All right, and of course, we got to talk about Mr. Luka Doncic. I mean, just out the gate, he came out shooting, and he just would not let up. He had a double-double with 35 points and 10 rebounds. We know that Luka, I guess you could say he's starting to hit his prime. It's going to be very dangerous going forward. I mean that in a good way. He got the rookie Supermax extension just a few years ago, so Luka is definitely on his way, and what an interesting season it's been for him. The beginning of the year, right after the Olympics, he shows up out of shape, and it's just he had to play his way back in shape, and once he got in shape, everything started to come into play in terms of his offensive play, defense improved, his team play improved. Just give me your thoughts on Luka and how he played in Game 7.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. The amount of pressure that any athlete has to deal with going into a Game 7 is already crazy. And for Mavs fans specifically, there's been a lot of excitement and just, I guess, pride with where they've gotten and taking Phoenix, even finding themselves in a Game 7. And so there's always this pressure, and you always wonder, is Luka going to rise to the occasion? Like, he does, his numbers in elimination games are solid, but what if this is the game where he just doesn't, his shots aren't falling or what, and you wonder, and then you see him go out there and you're reminded that, oh yeah, this kid has been playing professional basketball since he was 15, playing in Europe in really sometimes crazy, hectic environments. This dude just does not seem to be just phased by pressure, and he's sitting there talking to the crowd the whole time, laughing after these shots. I mean, he just came right out of the gate and hit the ground rolling, scoring inside, outside. I don't remember specifically which. I want to say it was like his third shot was a tough step back in the corner over DeAndre Ayton, just in that with that small amount of space, and it was just nothing but net. And that was it all night for him. And so I have to give a lot of credit to his mentality, because he is only 23, but the fact that he's been a professional for nearly a decade now, which is crazy, because he just it seems like he just turned old enough to drink, and Mavs fans were joking about that. Oh, he's now old enough to consume alcohol, but he'll also give your team 40 or 50 or whatever you want to call it. So I think we just, as the Mavs fan base, and I think NBA fans as a whole, just continue to watch him and just be shocked and amazed at how calm he is under pressure and how he carries himself in terms of just rising to the occasion and not getting fazed. He's always going to talk his talk, and he's going to be the villain in a lot of people's eyes, but he knows that, and that's why he's always going to hide. Like, he's going to talk his trash to the players, but after the game, outside of the game in the press conferences, he's always going to pay respect. He's always going to give players their due, but at the end of the day, he's just a competitor, and when he's out there on the floor, the dude is just a menace, and he knows it. The team knows it. Seems like the rest of the league knows it, and it's just, it really is so, so fun to watch.
Well, speaking of being so fun to watch, the next team that they're going to be going up against in the Western Conference Finals is the Golden State Warriors. They've been fun to watch for a long time now. Draymond Green, of course, the Splash Brothers, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and we're seeing Andrew Wiggins and an emerging star by the name of Jordan Poole, who's really come of age since the second half of the season and coming into this playoff run. What do you think are going to be the keys to victory, Lauren, in terms of the Mavericks trying to put a stop to the Splash Brothers?
Yeah, I mean, similarly to how they made it a priority to have Luka attack Chris Paul, I think you have to do the same with Steph Curry, because defensively, I think the Mavs match up, well, I guess offensively and defensively, the Mavs match up better against Golden State than they do against Phoenix, because Golden State doesn't have a 7-foot, super dominant, physically imposing true five. They have Kevon Looney, who just had a 22-rebound game, which was very impressive, and he's fit their system for a long time. He's a solid player, but it's a different kind of point of emphasis that Golden State plays with on offense. They move the ball, they run off screens, and for Dallas this year has proven that they have a solid defense. They have a top five defense in the or top 10 defense in the league, and it actually might be top five. I want to say it's six, but besides the point, top 10, solid defense. They do really, really well at switching, calling out, communicating. Like, they do the little things, try to limit the second chance points. So from a matchup standpoint, I imagine they're going to throw Dorian Finney-Smith on Steph Curry, throw Reggie Bullock on Klay Thompson, and throw Maxi Kleber on Draymond Green. And I think that they're number one thing is going to be to try to get the ball out of Steph Curry's hands and make the other guys score. And like you said, Jordan Poole is having a fantastic year. He was very much in the most improved player conversation. And I think some believe that he should have gotten that award, but yeah, Golden State is by no means an easy matchup, but I think from a Dallas perspective, there were a lot of fans that were more intimidated by Phoenix than they are by Golden State, because even though Golden State has more experience and they might have more top-heavy, intimidating talent in terms of having the greatest shooter of all time, having Draymond Green and having Klay Thompson, and like you said, even Andrew Wiggins, who's having a really solid playoff performance so far, Luka has so much size, and he's going to headhunt whoever he wants. And that's going to make things really tough for Golden State, because all year they've had a lot of trouble guarding Luka. The Mavs went 3-1 in the season series against Golden State. It is worth noting that one of those games was Dirk's jersey retirement night, so there was a little bit of extra, you know, magic in the arena, and we picked up the win that night. But Golden State has trouble guarding Luka. And granted, I know a lot of people say, well, on the flip side, you're going to have them running Luka all around the court, tiring him out. But I think Coach Kidd is going to do what they've been doing all season in terms of having the rotations be there, throwing different things at opposing teams, whether it be a zone, which I can't imagine they're going to throw too much zone out at the Golden State Warriors. But I do think that they're going to come prepared, and that the fact that their defense has been solid and that they have they can play with a lot of size, and not obviously size at the five, but size in terms of having Luka, having Spencer Dinwiddie, having these guys that play well defense and have the length. I think they feel good about where they're at and going up against this team. I feel like there are a lot more manageable points of emphasis that they can address, as opposed to going up against Phoenix, who is just kind of a defensive juggernaut, and somehow Dallas was still able to overcome that.
You mentioned about putting pressure on those star players on the defensive side. In the 2016 NBA Finals, when the Warriors played the Cleveland Cavaliers, Kyrie Irving did a fantastic job, especially in games 6 and 7, of defending Steph Curry in that series. Who do you think will be the one that will be the Kyrie Irving-like figure in terms of playing defense on Steph in this series?
I think it's going to be Dorian Finney-Smith, and even though he is the four in our lineup when we throw out our starting lineup of Luka, Jalen Brunson, Reggie Bullock, Dorian Finney-Smith, and Dwight Powell, I do think it will be Dorian Finney-Smith because he typically guards the opposing team's best player, and they know that Dorian has long wingspan, he moves his feet, and that Reggie Bullock is the second-best defender. I could see Reggie Bullock picking him up and Dorian on Klay Thompson, but I feel pretty confident that it'll be Dorian getting the primary assignment, and that if there is a lot of switching running off screens, don't be surprised if you see Coach Kidd scheme to where he knows who's going to be coming off certain screens and sets Reggie up to be the one that switches on to Steph Curry. But as long as they have one of those two on them, I think they feel confident about their ability to chase guys around and not get tired. I mean, Dorian Finney-Smith and Reggie Bullock are guys that have played over 40 minutes most nights throughout these playoffs, and minute one through minute 48 are right there with the defensive intensity. So I feel like with the size that they have with Luka, with Reggie, with Dorian, and with Dwight, they're going to feel like they can put other guys in certain places to where they can hide them a little bit, whether it be Jalen Brunson because of his size or Luka because they maybe want to preserve his energy. But I think having Dorian Finney-Smith and Reggie Bullock picking up Steph Curry and Klay Thompson is going to be their best bet.
You know, we talk, Lauren, about the American Airlines Center in Dallas, but another raucous crowd that we've seen throughout the course of the NBA, as long as Steph, Klay, and Draymond have been together. We started at the Oracle Arena in Oakland, and then for the last several years, they've made their home in San Francisco at the Chase Center. We know that Dallas has been through a lot of intense playoff environments throughout this playoff run. How do you think their approach is going to be when they're going to be playing at the Chase Center in San Francisco?
Yeah, I mean, the Chase Center gets rowdy. Like, it is a very difficult arena to play in. But so is the Valley. I mean, the Valley is no easy place to play. And in past years, I keep talking about this with just some people I speak with pretty regularly, and we kind of talk about how this Dallas team, even though they're not flashy in terms of the supporting cast, they know each other really well. They've played together a long time, and they just have this confidence about them that they are ready for the moment. They're not out there getting rattled. They do have their occasional games where they don't shoot the ball well, but for the most part, they're shooting well, their defense is there, and they do not get rattled playing on away games. They've closed out each series, first in Utah and first in and then second in Phoenix. Both have been closed out on the road. And so this team, they've, and I also want to, for those that don't know, Coach Kidd earlier on in the season, he was asked, there was a game that they played, and they went, I don't remember who it was against, but the opposing team made like a pretty solid run. And he was asked after the game, hey, why didn't you call a timeout at this specific moment? And he said, you know, I think it's important that these guys play through the tough stretches. I'm not always going to have timeouts to bail them out if our momentum is kind of if the other team is gaining momentum. And so I think it's important for them to have to play through these tough stretches and just have the kind of resilience to come back or slow things down or get the momentum back on our side. And I think that over the course of the season, that has done a lot for them. And their defense, between that and the defense being consistently solid on a night-to-night basis, I think that that's helped them kind of build this confidence and just not get fazed, whether they're down, whether they're not to get too comfortable if they're up, and to not let the home crowd, if they are the away team, get them shaken up. And so I think that they have a different kind of feel about them that they've had in past years, when maybe you've seen them or wondered if they kind of crumbled a little bit or got a little, the pressure just came too much. It's a different team this year, and they have a lot of veterans, a lot of guys who are ready to obviously get out of the first round like they did. Or, well, coming into this year, they were ready to finally get out of the first round, and now they're looking at, hey, the sky's the limit. We just got to keep doing the little things, and we believe we can get there. And so I think their mentality is going to be what carries them on the road.
All right, Lauren, I've got to ask you this question. Who wins the series and how many games and why?
I do think Dallas is going to win the series, and I think that they're going to win it in seven. I think it's going to go seven. Golden State is no. I think it's going to go to seven one way or another, but it is going to be very close. And I think the reason that Dallas takes the series is that they've got more size. Their defense is there, and really the main, to put it in the most simplistic way, is that I just don't think Golden State has an answer for Luka. And I think that's going to be very tough for them. The teams in the East have a lot more size and a lot more defensive versatility than I think Golden State does. And I think that's going to be what troubles them.
All right, you heard it from her. She is Lauren Gunn, the co-host of the Gunshot Podcast with her brother, Grant Gunn. Lauren, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody about the Gunshot Podcast.
Yeah, so I do host the Gunshot Podcast with my brother. We talk about every player, every team, every storyline. We try to draw attention to some of the smaller markets, maybe the teams that aren't in the headlines as much, because even though they're not in the headlines, there's always something going on. And so come chat with us. We'll talk about your team, any player, the draft, whatever. I mean, the offseason is here, so we're ready to cover it all. So come chat with us.
All right, so tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as the Gunshot Podcast, and any websites that you want to promote, let them know that as well.
Absolutely, yes. You can follow me on Twitter at TheLaurenGunn with two N's. Everything that I do for the Gunshot with my brother Grant Gunn and any other shows that I'm on, I will retweet through there, and that's where you can find all my content.
Awesome. One more time, Lauren, tell all the listeners where they can find you, as well as the Gunshot Podcast and also websites. Let them know that as well.
Yes. So you can follow me on Twitter at the Lauren Gunn with two N's. You can also follow the Gunshot at the Gunshot on Twitter. And you can come chat with us there. And our DMs are open on my personal account and also the Gunshot account. So if there's any potential trades you want talked about, any free agent questions you have, targets.
You heard it from her. She's Lauren Gunn, co-host of the Gunshot Podcast with her brother Grant Gunn, giving you the 411 on the NBA's small market teams, as well as any other pertinent information going on in the association. And, of course, they talk about their beloved Dallas Mavericks. Lauren, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Be back with more right after this.
And the ball's going to be in Luka's hand 80-85% of the time. Here's the step back by Luka. And Aiden was out there, and Luka trains it, teeing up from three. Hard to believe a week ago, the Suns led this series 2-0. Doncic, three. Good! Wow, what a start. He's hit his first three. And it's intercepted by Dorian Finney-Smith. The other way, that numbers punch it on the wing. Booker comes out on Finney-Smith, and Doncic goes right back. Bridges. Monty Williams electing to go with Shamet, a bigger guard, especially defensively, to match up with Luka. Dinwiddie and a tray from the side in front of Shamet. Dinwiddie drives right on Cam Johnson. Ball rotation finds Doncic. And Dinwiddie with a fake and a fire. The triple is good. He's knocked down two. Three assists as well. Cam Johnson working him down low. Johnson with the bump and the spin. Another two, and he's got 12. Dinwiddie, good game off the bench and into Cam Johnson. He's inside. Got it. Foul. Down goes Johnson. Three. Luka.
Oh, no.
They're shredding him.
Oh, no, he didn't.
If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com.
Help Jews in Poverty at helpjewsnow.org. Your $25 gift today will help provide a life-saving food box to Jews in need. Be a blessing right now. Visit helpjewsnow.org. That's helpjewsnow.org. Help Jews in Poverty at helpjewsnow.org. Your $25 gift today will help provide a life-saving food box to Jews in need. Be a blessing right now. Visit helpjewsnow.org. That's helpjewsnow.org.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Lauren Gunn, co-host of the Gunshot Podcast, along with her brother Grant. They give you the latest Dallas Mavericks content as well as information regarding the NBA small market teams and giving us the insight on the recap of Game 7 between the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns and looking ahead to the Mavericks Western Conference Finals matchup against the Golden State Warriors. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
Are you you ready to meet the one? Don't let business meetings and busy schedules stop you. Let It's Just Lunch in Houston be your dating concierge. From match selection to restaurant reservations, the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch use intuition, expertise, and a private six-step process to guarantee that you'll go on dates. Visit itsjustlunchhouston.com or call 713-572-0900 to get started. Your last first date could be one match away.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry, and if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut, 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team, 281-491-9000. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry, and if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut, 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team, 281-491-9000. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com.